The day report cards go home in backpacks is important for students who will show their families just how well things are going at school. But in an era of school accountability, students aren't the only ones who receive grades. The Kentucky Department of Education will soon release its annual report cards that score individual public schools. As WFPL's Liz Schlimmer reports, this year's school report cards will include a new feature, a final grade.
Well, it's not exactly a grade. Like in neighboring Indiana, where schools get an A to F score, just like students. In Kentucky, schools will receive 1 to 5 stars. Commissioner of Education Wayne Lewis says this will improve Kentucky school report cards, which in the past offered lots of data about schools, but no final score.
The idea of having 5 stars for rating schools is first and foremost about transparency.
Many states have been rating schools this way for years. In Indiana, it's been the norm since 2011. But Kentucky is designing its star system right now. The Department of Education has brought together a committee of superintendents and principals and State Board of Education members to define what those stars mean.
Where should the cuts be for a 1-star school? Or a 2-star school, or a 3-star school.
Their scoring system will then go to Commissioner Lewis for approval. School report cards aren't new. States are required to publish a ton of data about schools, from test performance to demographics to spending. But they aren't required to give schools a final score that interprets all that data.
It's really difficult to help a school improve when you don't know where it stands today.
That's Paige Kowalski of the Data Quality Campaign, a nonprofit that advocates for transparent education data. She says the stars may be just one data point.
But it's one that helps us put together many pieces of data points into something bigger. We want the so what.
The Data Quality Campaign looked at the public school report cards in every state and found that about half publish a summative rating for schools, like an A to F grade. Kowalski says the nonprofit also surveyed parents about those ratings.
9 in 10 parents report that summative ratings help them make decisions about their child's education.
Decisions like where to live or whether to send their child to private school. Or in Jefferson County, maybe which public school to seek out, since the district offers families a level of choice. And Kowalski says data is something we've all come to expect when making choices.
Whether we're looking at movie reviews or the health rating that the state health department gives to a restaurant when we walk in.
However, schools can't really be easily classified just like a Yelp review.
That's Chris Brady, a JCPS school board member. He's skeptical that these ratings can really capture the quality of a school.
Schools have many different complex moving parts, and not everything is evaluated or really assessed.
Brady says the missing parts could include a school's climate and culture, teachers' attitudes, and things that don't get tested, like arts education. And he argues scores can hide the fact that not all schools are on a level playing field.
Some schools have high concentration of poverty, and I think that obviously affects student performance and student achievement.
And I hear that criticism quite often as well.
That's Commissioner Lewis again.
And that criticism is usually based on the misinformation that our accountability system is based solely on proficiency.
What he means by proficiency is straight scores on Kentucky standardized tests.
Proficiency factors significantly, right? It has to. By federal law. There's no way around it. But we could have taken proficiency and made it count a whole lot more than we have.
A school's stars will also take into account student improvement on test scores. Next year, it will include a measure for school climate determined by surveys. And schools will lose a full star if they show significant achievement gaps between students of different races or between special education students and their peers. All those data points will also be available on school report cards for the public to sift through. We'll see how school officials and families respond when schools get their stars, maybe as soon as the end of the month. I'm Liz Schlemmer in Louisville.